My brothers and sisters, a warm welcome to our wonderful cathedral here at St. Joseph, particularly to those we honor this day, those who come from all around our parishes of the diocese, our family of parishes.
St. Joseph Cathedral in downtown Buffalo was the site March 9th for the annual Lay Award of St. Joseph Mass, held each year to honor dozens of Catholic laity who serve the faith in a wide variety of roles and missions, as employees of parishes or as volunteers.
Be it hereby publicly acknowledged that the following parish workers and volunteers have been duly selected by the Diocese of Buffalo to receive the Lay Award of St. Joseph the Worker, in recognition of outstanding meritorious service rendered to their parish communities and families.
Father Peter Carolus, Vicar General of the Diocese, read a proclamation before 75 individuals and couples were recognized, representing parishes spanning the diocese.
Daniel and Diane Stoiber, St. Mary of the Assumption Parish. Spencer Vale, Most Precious Blood Parish. Roxanne Wagner, St. Mary Parish.
The award presentations came at the conclusion of the Mass. The theme of work and workers figured prominently in the Mass, including during Bishop Michael Fisher's homily.
St. Joseph, in his occupation as a carpenter, showed the dignity and the salvific importance of human work in our life. Jesus was known, as we see in today's gospel, as the son of the carpenter.
Bishop Fisher noted that Jesus Christ spent only 3 years of his life working on his ministry. Much of his life before that included time in his earthly adoptive father's workshop. It's no coincidence, the bishop suggests, that Jesus used workers as examples in his many parables.
He favorably mentions shepherds, farmers, doctors, sowers, householders, servants, stewards, merchants, laborers, soldiers, cooks, tax collectors and scholars, and many more. He compares the work of the apostolate to the manual work of harvesters and fishermen. He called all his listeners of whatever noble profession to be saints, and that's what he calls each one of us this day.
Even today, he adds, Jesus calls on his followers to live out their discipleship through their families and their workplace.
One's desk, a sewing machine, our kitchens, chalkboards, operating rooms, workbench or boat are meant to become an altar that sanctifies not only what is given to God in work, but the giver as well. It is there that the vast majority of men and women are called to be sanctified and to sanctify others through showing their original dignity through the meaning of the work that they provide.
Bishop Fisher also points out that the word liturgy means public work, the work of the church. For Western New York Catholic Audio, I'm Michael Mrosiak.